Hello, everybody. Lee Honish, welcome to your weekly coaching call. Due to minor difficulties yesterday, basically the server for the service that we use kind of melted down in the middle of the process. So I thought I'd take the time, do the screen capture shots, take my time and go through this inch by inch on what I wanted to cover yesterday. So, for those of you that are new, that haven't seen my stuff before, my name's Lee Honish. I'm the former head loss mitigator for IndyMac Bank's HELOC division. For the last 5 years, I've trained real estate agents. This is my website, honish.com. It's my portal for pretty much everything that I do. Okay, so let's go through this. Yesterday, before everything got way out of hand, what I was trying to convey is that historically at this time of the year, business sales are predominantly down. Real estate listings are further and fewer and farther in between. I'm going to show you how you can accelerate in the coaching program using data that's available and finding listings in December and January when most real estate agents pretty much pack it in for the winter and give up for the year. Again, most real estate agents per se don't do very much to begin with. I'm just being brutally frank about it. I was just kind of going through it. This is straight from Realtor.com. The average agent makes approximately $34,000 a year, and it actually rose 2.3% from 2011. So agents are making 2.3% more on average. So the average is about $35,000 per year for being a real estate agent. Why is that? That's because most agents are happy getting 6 listings per year. That is the average. That is 80% of the agents. That is the vast majority of them. They are happy with getting a half listing per month. Typically, November, December, January, they stop getting listings altogether because nobody really wants to sell or talk about distressing things around the time of holidays. In a defaulted market, which is what we're in, right? People are still getting sale dates. They're still getting notice of defaults. They are still blindly doing loan mods. And I want to make this clear. I talk about this on my coaching calls all the time. The loan modification is the seed for short sale process. Okay? Every short sale starts off as somebody either trying to do a loan modification or a failed bankruptcy. Generally speaking, most real estate agents are trained to go straight to the door, knock on the door, offer something ridiculous, or, you know, show them documentation. And I know there's a great deal of leverage being used on the Mortgage Debt Relief Act at the moment for people to try to do a short sale at the moment. I know that the HR program actually centers on using, direct mail, which any direct campaign, door knocking, cold calling, direct mail has a maximum 0.5% to, if it's really super good, 5% success ratio. It's called interruption-based marketing. It's the same as doing a commercial. And for those that have tried to do a commercial, you know that the results are really low. Magazines, newspapers, those things, they have a very low response rate. And it's based on volume, and it's based on just hitting the message repeatedly. Why do agents do it? Well, most agents want to be, as you can tell from this article on Realtor.org, midway through this year, that most people are just happy being average. The people that I coach, the people that I work with, the people that I consult with, generally, you know, they want 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 listings per year. They want to be the top closers. They want to be the top 20% in their market. So focusing on that, and something as simple as I want to get one listing per week. I'm going to show you the formula. I know that I have a lot of new students that were on the call yesterday. I want to go through this step by step, focus on conversion. And as a bonus, because we had the meltdown on the coaching call yesterday with the server, I'm going to show you how to do Jigsaw for free, the way I do Jigsaw for free, to get your contacts to help you with doing your short sales quicker. Okay? For those of you that are just dropping in on the call, this is my main website, honish.com. At the very top of the page is what's called the 20 login link. This is where you go for all of your coaching login materials. You click on it, when you join, you get a password. You can go on that page. And on that main page, you will get basically everything that I've ever done over the last couple of years as a solo coaching instructor. There's a complete audio scripting for conversion. There are a couple of testimonials that are done evergreen about using an advocate to help you that you can certainly use to help your homeowners. All the calls that I did on my first coaching calls, they were done more. They were done on free conference call, and they were done generally more or less done as open lines where everybody could talk on the call. Got a little confusing when we got into a couple of hundred of students. I have bank calculators, value slope curve analysis, lender stacking orders. I have access to contacts at HUD, VA, etc., who I'd recommend locally and worldwide solutions if you have valuation problems. Those are probably the two best sources. Real simple stuff, including marketing pieces, audio commercials, video commercials, all of those different things. Okay. I also have videos on here on permission-based marketing. I'm a big fan of The Secret. The Jim Miller audio, which I just recently released as a podcast. And then all the bundles of the marketing and the documents that I've ever created. Website squeeze pages that I purchased that you can use on your own. And then all the coaching calls that I have literally ever done. They are all available to you. And that's on the basic coaching page. Now, also on that coaching page is a link to click over on the step-by-step Monster Marketing. Monster is step-by-step. There are two processes. There's the fast track at the very top, and then there's the original Monster. At the bottom of the original Monster, starting around step 8, I show you how to deliver after the Monster works. They contact you. Basically, what the Monster does, it's a marketing piece. And we're going to talk about how to use it right now. So right now I'm saying use Foreclosure Radar. People on the East Coast, you can use your title reps for free. They'll probably redirect you to your website to get the title data right off of the actual website. Keep it as simple as possible for yourself. But I'm going to show you all three of the data sources you can use in just a minute. They're basically step one. I have all three of the data sources that make sense to make the Monster work. You need a data source. I don't care if you use the MLS. I don't care if you use title data. I really don't care what you use. I'm focusing on the holidays, December and January, when people are less apt to talk to you, which means you have to talk to people who are in default, who are in distress. Now, there are three sources you can use. For the fast track, I'm recommending Foreclosure Radar. But of the three sources, cherry pick leads if they work in your area are the best. I don't make anything off of this company. They approached me. They have what's called real-time leads. These are feelers all over the web, people looking for loan modifications. They fill out a form. They fill out data. It squeezes. It goes back to a hopper. This information is basically sold to attorneys who do loan mods. And again, if a loan mod is the seed to a short sale, then all we're talking about is discussing the conversion of a loan mod to a short sale. And I mean this sincerely. You've got to really fundamentally believe that the loan mod is not in their best interest. And we'll talk about that in conversion in just a second, right? The second source is mailinglist.org. Jeremy and Ziggy, they've been around forever. The only thing that they have access to is 31-day delinquency list. That's all any of these companies have access to right now that are available for purchase or to put out for sale. What do I mean? It means they're 30 days late. It means they've missed one payment. It was actually Ziggy who sent me an email and let me know that there are no companies out there selling any other data. So if you're part of HR or any of the other programs, they tell you they have pre-NOD 61, 91 DQs. They're lying to you. Okay. Otherwise, these guys would be selling it as well. I'd still be recommending it to my coaching students. The ideal lead is a 61-day delinquency or a 91-day pre-NOD. NODs are much harder. People are much more entrenched. They are much more, you know, locked in on the feeling that they're going to get a loan mod. And they're going to, you know, much like a drug addict, they're going to chase that feeling and go directly after it. The only thing that mailinglist.org is the 31 DQ. The last source is foreclosure radar. The other one people have told me about is Realty Track, which works more on the East Coast. Same concept as foreclosure radar. They will tell you the people that have notice of defaults, and they will tell you the people that have actual sale dates. On the East Coast and other parts, less pendants and actual court dates. Well, those things aren't going to change during the holiday. I use foreclosure radar as my number one source for the people I'm coaching right now. If you're on the East Coast, just ask your title reps. Get people that actually have court dates. If they've got physical court dates, if they've got physical auction dates, okay, that's what we're looking for. That is called immediacy. Why am I bringing that up? It's real simple. You basically can go to their house right on the front of your delivery or your package, you know, their actual sale date, and inform them that this is really happening. What happens for most is they go on to a trial loan modification program. And we'll talk about it more in just a little bit. But 80% of the people that are offered loan mods are offered a trial loan mod. So you want to approach the door as an advocate helping them with their loan modification. By the way, all my coaching students, everybody I coach, and I'd say there's several thousand people right now, are homeowner advocates. Homeowner Advocates is a program that I created. I'll show you it right now. Right now, the website has been geared and re-geared directly towards homeowners specifically. And the reason for that is I'm going out and I'm talking to more homeowners lately. Unlike many coaches, I am actually boots on the ground doing the process I'm telling you. I actually have advocates out in the field. I have people actually going out using my monster for me directly. So I know what works at the door, what doesn't work at the door, what happens in the office, where the conversion actually takes place. The website's been changed out right now to reflect default advocacy for homeowners. There's videos on there about loan modifications. I'm about to add two or three more loan mod videos. This whole website is geared towards homeowners. There are two that matter. CDAT login, which all my coaching students have access to, as well as the active CDAT members that I first trained when I was doing the original designation and trademark. You can click on CDAT login. It'll take you to a page. And on the back side is the certificate. And everything that's in there. The other thing that's on here is a BCDAT. Some of you have sent me emails about being interested in being a CDAT member. It is a trademarked company. I make it clear on the website. You can fill out the form and let me know if you're interested in becoming a CDAT. I'll let you know where a training is, or I'll put together a series of videos. We used to have one up with a question and answer thing. It's a little more select now. I try to like to make it all about the trainings that I do that are active, that are current. I don't like to live off of the older trainings that I've done. I try to stay as germane to the market as possible. Okay, so back to your lead source. So use whatever lead source you want. I just want them to have an auction date, right? For the new people, click here and download your monster template. If you click it, it will just download the template directly, like it is right here. So it's downloaded, you click on it, it's going to open up in Microsoft Word. You take your data, you merge the two together. If you click here, there's a training on how to put it all together. There's also video explanations, there's instructions, how to merge, things like that. Real simple stuff. Okay. Alright, so let's talk about going to somebody's home and how this really works. All right. So you're going to go to their house. You put the monster. They call a call center. Call center gets the data, sets up an appointment for you to go. You're going to let them know you're a homeowner advocate and you're delivering a package. You're going to show them the contents of the package. People go, what's the content of the package? I have two here. If you want to make your own package, right? By all means, knock yourself out. You can go to my marketing section. Right? And on here I have free white label books, just all sorts of stuff you can put together for a marketing package. My website by itself, you can go on the blog section, pull a blog, pull an email. Any of those things work. All of my blogs are here. There's also, you can do simple stuff like going online and doing it there as well. The other thing for my coaching students is I just recently put what's called the Pedro Romero follow-up sequence, which is his follow-up sequence that got him four listings in a couple of, with the follow-up and the routine. I'm telling people right now you can get one listing per week without very much effort. You have to go and put up 18 monsters. You will generally get right around 5 to 6 callbacks out of the 18, and you should have a 50% conversion rate of that number. Okay, so if you get six up, generally you should get about three listings. You can download Pedro's attachments as well. They're in a zip folder. You can click on it. It's a series of documents you can use in your email follow-up. First thing you got to remember, okay, with the follow-up, okay? Not a fan of teaching scripts. You have to find your own voice on how you want to talk to homeowners. Deliver your package, show them what's in the package. I don't care what's in your package. I have a welcome letter for you. It's a CDAT welcome letter. It's about helping them and reviewing their loan mod. First of all, everybody qualifies for a trial loan mod with the bank. Everybody qualifies for a loan mod with the bank. And it's real simple scripting. You want them to put all their documents together or show you their documents. Everything that I have here is to help you gear towards that, right? You just want to help them. Most people are doing trial loan modifications. 80% of the people you will meet are doing trial loan modifications. They don't even realize they have a sale date. They believe that they're working with the bank. Here's the simple thing on a trial loan mod. If your payment's $1,000 a month, right? Your payment's $1,000 a month and you're only paying the bank $500 on a trial loan mod. They're still marking you as late. They're still running the foreclosure process. You're still going to get a sale date. Is that deceptive by the bank? Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, the rollover on, trial loan mods is ridiculous. The way people react to trial loan mods is ridiculous. The fact that people, even when they get a real loan mod or a trial loan mod, and people still default is ridiculous. All of it is. My goal is just to try to stop somebody's sale date and to try to get them to wise up. Remember, the seed to a short sale is the loan modification. If you're watching this, you don't have the monster, you can't afford it. Whatever process you use to go to the door, I don't care if it's a door drop or whatever permission-based tactic you're using, you can go to my marketing section, or I'll show you the vortex in a minute, which I'll give as a bonus for watching this call. I'll show you how to set up some permission-based stuff. When you go to the door, you got to genuinely help them. You have to know sincerely that most people do get screwed on loan mods. The bank is trying to gather data on a non-documented loan. I've sat in that meeting. They're trying to gather money from somebody who hasn't paid them money. That's a fact. In fact, they continue to mark them late. And third, they're just making it more manageable for themselves. Right now, as it stands, on five short sales that are submitted to a bank for process, only about one to two out of the five actually close when they are submitted to the bank. Okay? So the bank is processing short sales November, December, January, badly. They're treating every file that comes in as a foreclosure. That's number one. Number two, it's the holidays, right? These are hourly employees who just don't care. So most people realize this right now, processing short sales right now, feels like you're sort of stuck in the mud and they're looking for any excuse to sort of drop and not work on these files. It's pretty simple. So I have a basic breakdown of what to deliver and how to handle it. You got a drop down of your package and what to give them. I also have the new Pedro process. This really works well with the fast track, or you can use the original and go after, going after the big gold of going for, 20, 30 listings. If you're gonna go big, right, it's easier to have dedicated people working the project, because there is effort involved in doing the monster and the conversion and that whole thing. So those are the big two updates there, the conversionary points. If you want to see a video on the whole subject, and you're not really super clear, go back to the Default Advocate website, click on Education, and there's a video that I shot that explains loan mods as an advocate. You can certainly, people that already have the CDAT designation can use that video. It's available for you to use. There we go. It's when I shot, real simple. The phone calls right now, those phone numbers, I think, go directly to Steve Guzman at the moment. What else did I want to cover? So you did all that. Here's a jigsaw tip. I'm just throwing in a process tip. I don't rarely do them. I use jigsaw.com. People ask me all the time, how do I do it? You can either buy data or you can earn data points. Basically, I add contacts to my company, Lee Honish as a company. You can set up a company. All it needs is an address, a phone number, an email, right? And you can create a fictitious company and keep adding contacts within that source. And they'll give you points. And you can search literally super simple. I always think it's funny that people pay for contacts at locations. Now, are these up to date? Some are, some aren't. It's hit or miss, but it's a free data source. So you can get, whatever you want really is available here online. So you could find Bank of America, as well as many other banks. You can do direct searches for individuals. They've got about 10,000 names for Bank of America out of Charlotte, North Carolina, which is sort of their big hub. In there, you can find them at almost any level you want. And you can update them and find out which ones are the most updated. I don't know whether or not they're that accurate. I don't, If not, go to the short sale guide or short sale superstars. I don't really care which. They both have contacts on the boards. I don't know why everybody's not on those two places, right? So Brian Moynihan's information, I already currently have, was recently updated on December 4th. I already have that info. But the information in here is usually generally pretty accurate. It's the place where I got Candy Crowley's email when I did the big, back on my website, I think I tell the story, under banks. I did this big long saga of, I got really upset. I don't know if I put it up here. No, I didn't. Historically, I should probably put it back up, but when the first addendum came out by B of A and we escalated it and went to B of A and it went to HUD. All the contacts I got, all the email contacts I got were right out of data.com now. It's Jigsaw. Jigsaw gave me all the contacts I needed. It was responded to by the banks. It went to CNN. It went to HUD. HUD forced B of A to respond to it. Bank of America basically said in the letter that you're all a bunch of criminals and therefore they had to create that addendum. It was a big long saga. I tried to fight with it. It got all the way to Washington, D.C. It was quite spectacular. People started calling me and, told me to basically calm the hell down. Whatever. Nobody really seems to want to fight in real estate except for a very small percentage of people who work on short sales day in and day out. The rest of the people, the other 80%, want short sales to go away. And the truth is, short sales aren't going to go away for another 5 years. That's reality. That's what everybody sort of has to accept on this program, that short sales are not going to go away. That's the truth. But I think that 80% of the agents would like them to go away, thinking that if there weren't short sales, that there'd be more market for them to go after. What I find funny are the people who are now making adjustments to being a part of the short sale movement because they realize it's not going anywhere. Or the REO people based on the freeze, want to be, involved in short sales now because there aren't REOs and there's not going to be REOs in the foreseeable future. And believing and waiting that REOs are going to come in the future is crazy. Whatever. If you want more information about the monster, you can click on Monster Marketing. If you want more information about default advocacy, you could click on it. There's a link for it. There's some online training links and some forums. Of course, the free marketing is under marketing. For those in my coaching program, it's always the 20 link. You get a welcome email. It'll tell you what to do. It's pretty simple. Short sale commander's on here. One of the big things that I've seen about people is that they are obsessed with processing their own files. I don't get that. I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense to me. There are two things you should do, okay? Market and be a realtor. Keep it real simple for yourself, really. Market and be an advocate. Doing the actual real estate process, you can hire a transaction coordinator to handle your paperwork. You can get Short Sale Commander to do your processing. We'll see if it actually comes up before I'm done with the call. There we go. If you click on the link, it'll take you to a sign-up page. You can sign up, I think, for like $1 for a month or something. You get to try it for nothing for a month or two or something. I forget what kind of deal I have. Again, I don't make any money on this program. I endorse it. I recommend it. Sign up. Tell them you're using my name. I think it's like $1 for the first month or something roughly to that effect. Everybody I coach uses it. There are no other programs available out there that process the way this does. In fact, I don't know of any active platforms for processing short sale files other than Short Sale Commander. All the other ones I know of are out of business. Short Sale Commander took all the business because they built the better mousetrap on the subject. I'm sure that there are people who are going to send me email going, what about this company? What about that company? Okay, you got 10 members on it. If you want to see what somebody's doing and see what their traffic's like, type in Alexa, put in their web address, and that'll tell you how many people they have on their website and using it. Short Sale Commander does very well, has a lot of people on it. You know, they have no problems telling you how many people they've got using their product. So go use Short Sale Commander. If you need help getting a mitigator, okay, I've made this one clear too. I don't know why you guys aren't mitigating your files. Get Short Sale Commander, get a good mitigator. Send me an email at lee.honish@yahoo.com. If you don't have the monster, let me make this clear. I didn't talk about this at the top. I am closing my coaching program permanently in the next couple of days. That is really happening. I'm going to keep the students I have. I'm going to continue to coach them. I'm going to continue to innovate them. I'm going to continue to update them on how marketing and process work. I will continue to do trainings for them weekly at no additional fees. It's a one-time fee. Once you're in, and that's forever, for as long as I do this. And that's a long time, at least the next 5 years. I don't ask anything additionally of them. It's pretty simple and it's pretty straightforward. You get weekly coaching, you get the coaching page, you get access to everything that I build and do. I lovingly refer to them as the guinea pig group. So if I have new things to experiment on, they get to experiment with it or try it out in their own businesses at their own levels. The monster started as a process that I used, that I brought to them, that we all perfected together. And now lately, my focus has been about getting listings. Let me make this clear. I don't create a lead source. I create a listing source. A lead source is cherry pick leads, you know, mailinglist.org or foreclosure radar. I'm about conversion and listings. Totally different. I guarantee the monster that you'll get one listing or I'll give you your money back in the first 30 days. If you do it the way I say, follow exactly the steps, you'll see how immediate the results are. You'll get a listing even this time of year. I'll put it up for December or January where I know people don't get listings. You will be the one in your office getting listings. That's how kick-ass this thing is. I have well over several hundred students using it and using the process. You can't trip over each other. It's fantastic. For the rest of you, go on my website, knock yourself out. If you need a mitigator, contact me, lee.honish@yahoo.com. I think I'll be traveling again up north shortly with Steve. I've agreed to do REOCon at the end of January. I will be speaking for an hour there. I will have a booth there. I will probably review files there. I'm even thinking about doing a breakout one evening while I'm there and maybe doing a, you know, maybe a trend of doing Lee Honish unsanctioned events. Those of you who don't know what that is or you're new to me, one of the things that my coaching students like is when I completely unplug, turn off the video cameras, and just talk openly about bank process and about how it really is. I've also been asked to go to the symposium at sea on the East Coast, which is at the end of February. Hard for me to pass up a vacation, especially one to Jamaica. They say they get a decent turnout. Good for them. I'm happy about it. I know that I make a lot of jokes about going and doing those types of trainings. I don't organize them. But if you're going to hire me to go on a vacation and go on a cruise and I just have to speak a couple times a day, I'm down with that. So I'm looking forward to meeting Mike Linkenauer and working with him. Love the Short Sail Guide. Like working with Mike Linkenauer. I like working with Short Sail Commander. Again, I don't really make anything from these companies. I recommend what works and what's been around. And it's real simple. It's real simple. Keep it simple in your lives. Hope you enjoyed the coaching call. I'm glad I could do an open coaching call before Christmas for everybody. For my coaching students, we'll do one or two more before the Christmas break, and then I'll be off for a couple of weeks, enjoying the holidays, maybe 2 or 3 weeks of Christmas vacation time that I'll spend with my daughters. Let's remember why we're doing this, right? We're helping homeowners appreciate the same reasons why we love doing real estate, right? That's why we do this. I mean, the reason we love doing what we do is because we have the spare time. I'm actually recording this in the morning. I'm going to go over and meet my daughter before she goes to school and have breakfast with her before she goes off for the day. I love the fact she lives on a farm. I love the fact that she, you know, has a great house on acres of land to run around and play on. When you're working with homeowners, they're losing those feelings. They're losing, in their mind, they're losing their family. So the idea behind being a default advocate in my program is to have them ask you for help, not forcing yourself on them by, you know, knock, 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 hi, I'm awesome, hire me, kind of jam it down their throat mentality that many people use even during the holidays. And it's really heart-wrenching. My approach, everything you got here today, genuine, 100% honest, want to go help them, want to show them that the loan mod sucks, and help them move forward. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed your coaching call. I apologize for the meltdown yesterday. That's why I sent this out to everybody. Everybody gets it. It's my sort of big public gift for the year for the big, giant outside world. Again, Monster Program really is going to close. That's not a sales hype. I know that a lot of people do that crap. I'm going to close it because I'm going to be focusing on default advocacy. And maybe listings on demand type stuff. We're getting listings through the advocacy program. And we're going to run it. We're currently testing it market to market. Same approach that we use for the Monster. I'm not going to lie about that. But when I close the doors, it will no longer be available. The people who have it are very protective and secretive of it. You know, there's a huge fine. It's all trademarked and copyrighted. And, it's the other reason most other coaches and people haven't, you know, copied it and, you know, made it their own because, you know, I'm crazy. I think everybody fears that I'm crazy and that I would, you know, probably make a big spectacle out of somebody else using my process or showing it off to a big coaching program or whatever. Whatever, you know. I probably would, so they're probably accurate. It's probably why the secrets remain the secret of how the whole thing works for the last couple of years while I've been developing it. What else? Merry Christmas to the general group that saw this. For my coaching students, we'll do next week. I think we'll do two trainings next week. We'll do two really big trainings for you. I'll do an unsanctioned as your Christmas gift. Really unplugged, unabashed, live stuff that I would never say stuff. I think you guys deserve that. Give you real state of the market, give you all the gossip, get, you know, all the emails that I read, and we'll do maybe a market and process one. I think I'm all caught up on emails and answering your questions. If I haven't, send me an email. If I owe you some work or you're waiting for something to be updated, please let me know as well. Lee.Honish@yahoo.com for my coaching students. For everybody else, I'm sure I probably sent this out on an email with a link for you to purchase the Monster. Take advantage of it right now while you have a chance. Invest in it. It's 100% money-back guarantee, risk-free. Enjoy. Happy holidays.